106.3 The Fox, Mountain, Mississippi Queen. It's time for our Little Caesars of Ottawa conversation with OG head coach Tyson McLaughlin. Good morning, Coach.
Morning. How are we doing today?
Doing good. Got the first doubleheader of the season this weekend.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that we're already full swing, it seems like. One game's one thing, but going back-to-back nights is always a different challenge.
Yeah, there's very few sports in high school, anyway, where you get to do that. And I have not played basketball. I know it's kind of surprising with the physique that I have that I wasn't a basketball player. But are there different challenges that you have to do either as a coach or a player when you're playing back-to-back like this?
Oh, I definitely think there are. I mean, just the fatigue thing. I think fatigue does set in. I don't think it's as big as an excuse as some people try to make it out to be. These are still high school kids playing the game of basketball, so I think they can definitely persevere and fight through it. But you do have to kind of monitor, make sure that you're taking care of the guys and, you know, giving them a little extra break, especially early on Saturday night, make sure that they're totally engaged in what they're doing. But all in all, it's an opportunity for guys to go out there and play two games in front of our home crowd, which is always a good thing.
Does the game Friday night take a little bit of a backseat to the Saturday night game? I know once league play starts that might be the case.
Well, we always prepare for the Friday night game, okay. And then we'll come in on Saturday and have a shoot around and talk about different things. And, you know, our motto basically is, you know, we want to take two or three things away from our opposing team and kind of get them out of their comfort zone. But after that, we don't spend a ton of time on scouting reports and different teams' players, but we do focus on tendencies, who does this, who does that. But we really try to work on our own game and try to sure things up and make sure that we put our guys in positions where they can be successful, because we feel if we put our guys in positions to be successful, hopefully they can flourish on Friday, Saturday night.
Last Friday night, Brian came to the Supreme Court. What were your takeaways Friday night?
Well, you know, opening game, it's kind of expect the unexpected. And, you know, it was one of those things that we didn't shoot the ball well at all. I think we only shot around 35%, which kind of surprised me because, you know, if there's one thing going into the season I thought that would be that's going to be a strong suit for us, and I think it still will be, is our ability to shoot the basketball. But we didn't shoot well. Give Brian a lot of credit. They played well. They hit shots. They shot around 60%, and they made some very, very tough shot. But you look up at the scoreboard and still put 70 points up on the board.
Yeah.
So we did some good things. And I think a lot of that's the tempo and the pace that we're trying to play at. We're really putting a lot of pressure on teams, and I thought our guys played really hard. We had some of those 6, 8, 10-point runs that we've been hoping to get. So I think there's definitely some things that we can build on.
Now, when you have, like, your first couple of sets of games here, you know, really even most of December, is it a lot of just kind of feeling out what combinations of players work well together and what to do in these circumstances?
Oh, you're exactly right. That's about all of December. I think we got about 8 games, and we'll have a pretty good indication of who can play with who and who can do what at that time. You really can't figure a whole lot out on one game. We got a lot of different guys that are capable of doing different things, and it's a strength, but it's also a weakness of ours, is we don't know who's going to do that each night. We're a little bit inconsistent, but we got enough guys that can do it on a Friday night, Saturday night, that we definitely can use that to our advantage. But we're looking for some more consistency out of our entire team.
Well, it's a Liberty weekend. I love these weekends when you've got something in common. I'm going to suggest that I wear one of those Liberty tax preparer outfits and go out and entertain the crowd at halftime. What do you think?
It's going to be very patriotic. Maybe we should just go all red, white, and blue and see what happens.
Well, you know what? The blue crew certainly going to have something to say about that, I'm sure. Coach, we wish you the best of luck tonight against Liberty Center, tomorrow night against Liberty Benton. Go Titans.
Go Titans. Thanks for having me.